he first entered 238 acres of land, you know, it wasn't all taken up at that time in Tennessee, and that was in 1848. He rode in to, for, applied for a grant of 238 acres, and it's what is now Dunbar Community, and that's where my father grew up. Well, to begin with, now he had a great big log house, huge log house, and it had a door in the end, a door inside, and a fireplace. Well, I don't know whether it took up half of one end of the room, but I guess it did, though. It was in the center, of course, and I played there many a time. See, my uncle lived there after my grandmother passed away. And so they used it, and my uncle used it a long time for a kitchen. And then he had a side room built to a lean-to built to the log house. Mm-hmm. The log house they lived in for a living room, and used that for a kitchen. But it got so bad that they had to just tear it down. And he applied to the grant in June of 48, when Elias Brown was governor of Tennessee. I had, well, I don't have the land grant now, but it's at the library. He didn't get the grant until April of 49. So he took it that long, you know, to go through, just from there to Nashville. Well, the library, they wanted old land deeds or land grants and old tax receipts and old, you know, just old writings of that, I mean, most any kind. So it had been here all the time in the chest along with some of my father's tax receipts, and I carried it to the library for them to have. And they got, it was granted in 1849, and I picked up one day and was looking at it, and it was there. I think it's granted in 1820. Mm-hmm. It's really far back.
Mm-hmm. How did you keep the light out from the windows?
Sir?
In the house where you grew up, how did you keep the light out from the windows?
We didn't have them. We didn't have any glass windows for a good long while.
Oh, I see.
We sure didn't.
Uh-huh.
And there other houses that didn't, too.
And when you did get glass, how did you keep the light out? Did you have those things?
Shades? No, we just had curtains and just put them together, you know.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Well, I don't pull my curtains together now. I just leave them just like they are, and all I like to see out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I live alone.
Would you describe the furniture that you had in the living room and in the bedroom?
Well, it was the wooden bedsteads. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the chairs homemade. Now, these are homemade chairs, you might call them. My husband will have this set made.
Sure, right.
And they're just wooden chairs. And some of them, they had what they call leatherback rockers. What would I give now to own one? Mm-hmm. Just for a keepsake, not specially to use.
Mm-hmm.
But they had, well, I guess you know how they look. If you don't,
yes, good size.
Well, like high deck.
Mm-hmm.
And the front post were all made in one piece, you know, the arms and all that were made in one piece.
Did you always call something like this a couch, or did you have another word for it?
Oh, no, not then. We didn't. Our neighbors didn't either.
Uh-huh.
No, it was a long time before people progressed that much,
mm-hmm.
even in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And there were, of course, they used to have what they called a cell or a settee or something like cell. It's just wooden affair. It's kind of like had a back and had a seat and arms. It's kind of the forerunner of the couch.
I see.